little bit of an incident on the far side of the pitch from us as Mario Balotelli stays down on his haunches, almost indicating that he got a clatter in the face during that attempt to get the ball.
Has to get on with it, Steve, doesn't he? You know, he's holding the back of his neck, looking for sympathy. The decision's not gone his way. No. We need him out there. He's still holding his neck.
And here goes Zamora, and Liverpool have to be on their guard. Zamora's laid it up. This QPR will score. Oh, they missed it! Unbelievable! One of the big misses of this Premier League season as the ball is crashed against the crossbar by Leroy Fert. Well, as Mario Balotelli on the halfway line was still sulking at not being given a decision for a clash, QPR picked up the pace, Zamora went down the right, rolled the ball back for Leroy Fert, who simply had to find the target, and heaven knows how he didn't pick out the net from there. He scraped the crossbar. Free kick into the Liverpool half, out wide to the right side. Carl Henry chests it down. Isla's made the run off him to the right wing. Henry crosses instead, volleyed away by Skirtle. Picked up on that right side by Bobby Zamora, puts it back in the box. The header's on the crossbar again. It saved them twice. Oh, and it saves them now as Skirtle kicks it off the line. Well, they're just teasing that crossbar at the moment at QPR. This time a crossing from the right side by Zamora, headed onto the top of Simon Mignolet's crossbar. He came to get the ball, he was nowhere near it. Headed onto the bar by Sandro. Can Liverpool turn this awful display into 3 points? It's not beyond the realms of possibility. Is Raheem Sterling down the right-hand side, pressing back the defence, still with Raheem, rolls it to the penalty area. It should be a chance, it could be a goal! Oh my word! Lallana's first shot was stopped, and then Balotelli, with the open goal, completely misses it. Mocking applause from QPR fans. Throwing taken towards Sterling, gone to ground again. Referee says free kick, clearly influenced by Sterling's appeal, 2 seconds ago. Take the free kick quickly. Johnson into the box, cross the face.
Yes!
Own goal! Calamity goal by Richard Dunn. And Liverpool, who've been awful today, are in front. They've weathered the worst of storms, and they've been right down in the pits. But they've gone ahead against QPR, courtesy of a freak own goal. They took a quick free kick. Glenn Johnson bursted onto the right-hand side, into the box, and Richard Dunn turns it into his own net with his left foot. It's QPR 0, Liverpool 1, would you ever? Forward ball by Isla into the penalty area. Armand with a couple of headers and can't find the header across the penalty area to find who he actually wants the ball to meet. Now Vargas starts on the right edge of the penalty area, chips it far side, header across, goal! QPR's equaliser, Vargas! Probably all they deserve in the game. QPR make it 1-1. And Vargas from just yards out. And you do feel if you'd left Loftus Road with 3 points today, you'd have wondered how on earth that would have happened. But I don't think that will be the case now. Vargas the substitute from close range, diverting the ball in. And QPR, as they've done so many times today, just upping the pressure when it mattered. A chip ball into the penalty area, headed across the face of goal, and then volleyed in inside the six-yard box. Mignolet couldn't get close to it. QPR 1, Liverpool 1. Sterling turns off the body of Henry. Still got pace in him, Raheem Sterling, and even at this late stage. Sends it on for Gerrard. Gerrard leading the counter-attack. Coutinho now into the box with the ball. Takes it.
Yes!
Oh, what a goal! What a goal and what a winner! Philip Coutinho! Led by his captain and finished with a touch of brilliance. Unbelievable sting at the end of this tail at Loftus Road, and it's Liverpool who head back north with 3 points. Coutinho's arrival there and the subsequent shot was just too hot to handle. Blockbuster. It's QPR 1, Liverpool 2. Vargas at the other end. Can they just shut up shop now?
Yeah, I'll come back to you, yeah.
QPR trying to force something and win a corner on the left-hand side.
Well, the fourth official must have put his board up by now, because the scoreboard's saying we've played 90 minutes. Haven't seen him.
We can't see from here, can we? But
he's just about to. He's just about to.
Leroy Fer's corner, flicked on by Vargas, near post! Oh, my word! Well, this game is unbelievable! QPR get an equaliser straight away! goodness! It's just been a bonkers afternoon at Loftus Road. And just when you felt Liverpool had taken all the spoils and run away with it with a terrific goal from Philip Coutinho, back come QPR straight away. Corner kick left-hand side. Fed in near post, headed towards the line. And has it come off a Liverpool player last? Own goal or not, Harry Redknapp doesn't care. Free kick, probably the last of the game. And it's QPR's, two in the wall. You're talking 40-plus yards away. It's with Leroy Fer. Slice it into the box. Lovren heads it clear. Coutinho runs for it. Takes it down out of the sky. Is there to be another say?
Go on!
In this story. Well, there's Sterling. He's not tired there.
Yes!
No goal! Well, who said Raheem Sterling was tired? He just did a blistering 100 metres down the left side of the pitch, fed the ball into the penalty area, and a second own goal as it comes off Stephen Corker's legs this time. Oh, this game has had just about everything. One thing we do know is Sterling can last 90 minutes. QPR 2, Liverpool 3.